In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or rise up and walk? Jesus poses that question today. For him, when he speaks, things happen. When he says, rise up and walk, this paralytic can rise up and walk. And when he says, your sins are forgiven, the sins are gone and are forgiven. What Jesus says happens because he is the Word of God. What the scribes do not understand is that for Jesus to say, rise up and walk, is merely to give back to this man health, the health of his legs, of his spine, to be able to walk. But to have the sins forgiven will require more from Jesus. He says it, it happens, but it will ultimately, we know, cost Jesus his life. It will cost him suffering. It will cost him great humiliation. And so while he speaks and it happens, he has to take on that sin ultimately upon himself. And he himself, in a way, will become crippled as he will fall underneath the weight of the cross. And so while it is easy to utter the words, your sins are forgiven, the action required to make that a reality is the weight of the world and the weight of sin that only Christ can carry. And so the question can be posed to us. What is it easy, which is easier to say? Your sins are forgiven, or rise up and walk? We've been hurt, many of us, many times over in our life. So what is easier to say? Many times it's easier to just say, no, not, I forgive you, but rise up and get out of my sight. Go away. I don't want you here. There's too much pain. It's easier to say that many times because of the hurt we must undergo. And though we hear the command of Jesus that we must be forgiving people, we must forgive those who have hurt us, we know that it is difficult. We know that it is the same. It is the cross that Jesus bears, and we cannot bear it as he does. And so to ultimately be able to say the words, I forgive you, to someone who has hurt us, we know requires more than just speaking. It requires us to pick up our cross and follow after Jesus, and to fall down underneath the weight of it, underneath the pain of the hurt that comes to us, but rise up again. And so we have to call upon Jesus and his power. Ask him to forgive us when we fail, and ask us to have the grace, the patience, the strength to bear our crosses with him, to bear the pain, to resist temptations to hate, resist temptations to seek vengeance. Justice, yes, it's always right to have justice in every situation. When someone hurts us, of course, depending on the degree of the hurt, it's fine to want justice. But the crowning moment of justice is to return to someone their health, their spiritual health, through forgiveness, to give back to them their reputation, to give back to them and perhaps even a friendship that has been lost because of some bad deed they've done towards us. And so what is easier to say? Rise up, walk, go away. I forgive you of your sins. We ask Jesus today to give us the power through his blessed sacrament, to give us his power of his priesthood, to stir up within us the gifts of the Holy Spirit, that we might have courage to take on and bear upon our crosses, and to truly give mercy and forgiveness to those who have hurt us, and to be able to say to them truly from the heart, as Jesus does when we speak, that it happens, I forgive you.